In this podcast, Dr. Dick McCann, co-author of Team Management Systems, takes us on a tour of the TMS Research Manual. This comprehensive volume brings together for the first time the complete body of research into one interactive and searchable resource.
Over 25 years ago, we published the first edition of the TMS Research Manual. Since then, Nikki Mead and I have continued the research, and recently we launched the fourth edition. This is the most comprehensive and exclusive source of TMS research, comprising more than 1,000 pages. It brings together for the first time the complete body of TMS research into one interactive and searchable resource. Let me tell you a bit about it. Each TMS profile, the team management, QO2, window and work values, types of work, linking skills, team performance, and strategic team development profiles, now have their own executive summary of up to 5,000 words. These are essential resources for all network members, as they condense the research to the basics of instrument development, reliability, validity, interpretation, and norm data. They also include a summary of the 5 product reviews carried out by the British Psychological Society. These executive summaries are ideal for clients who want a summary of the key research points without being overwhelmed by statistics. When evaluating an instrument like the team management profile, it's important to look at the development process. The TMP is based on 3 concepts: a model of work, the types of work wheel, a model of people's preferences, the 4 RIDO scales, and a model of people at work, the team management wheel. The first step started with the work environment, gathering information about the types of work that people engage in. The types of work wheel identified 8 functions of advising, innovating, promoting, developing, organizing, producing, inspecting, and maintaining. These were defined by a collection of 64 items that ensured continuous structural validity, where adjacent types of work were related, but opposing types of work were unrelated. Items were created, tested, and replaced until the psychometric tests verified the model's consistency. The next step was identifying 4 concepts that measured how people like to work. These are the work preference scales of extroversion-introversion, practical-creative, analytical beliefs, and structured-flexible. Defining and measuring these concepts is a long process involving 2 statistical measures, Cronbach's alpha coefficient and the Pearson product moment cross-correlation metric. Psychometric scales are measured by a number of items that define each scale. For the TMP work preference measures, 15 items were developed for each of the 4 scales. The extrovert-introvert scale, for example, measures characteristics such as talkative, introspection, impulsiveness, visibility, variety, and so on. These items should be related to some extent, otherwise errors become unacceptable. Too much correlation accurately defines a scale, but it's so narrow to be of limited use. Too little correlation means that the scale is so broad that it measures nothing. A reliable scale must have an adequate degree of internal consistency, and this can be measured using Cronbach's alpha. Values below 0.7 indicate that the scale is becoming too broad. Values over 0.9 indicate the scale is becoming too narrow. An ideal range is about 0.7 to 0.8. All of our studies over many years fit within this range. The Pearson product moment correlation looks at the relationship across scales. If the absolute value is high, say greater than 0.6, then the scales are related and just part of the same measure. We want them as low as possible to ensure independence, certainly below about 0.35. Then we can be sure we're measuring different things about someone. All of our cross-correlations between the 4 scales are within acceptable limits. The final step in the TMP research was to relate the types of work wheel to the 4 work preference measures. This was verified using a number of studies such as multidimensional scaling and analysis of variance combined with a Neumann-Coyle significance test. Another important analysis is temporal stability, or test-retest reliability, where any variations over time are measured. One study, over a period of 1 to 6 years, showed that 64% of participants returned the same overall team management profile. Only 9% returned 2 or more changes in their work preference measures. This is good test retest. Two questions that are often asked when assessing the adequacy of a profile questionnaire are, how well does it minimize error in measurement? And how well does a score measure what it's been designed to measure? The first question is that of reliability, and the second is that of validity. Important concepts of validity are face validity, structural validity, construct validity, and criterion-related validity. Face validity is important in management development, and we place a lot of emphasis on it. For a profile like the TMP, it's just a measure of how accurate respondents consider their profile to be. A confirmatory face validity study was undertaken in 2009 with an international sampling of TMS network members. Results from this study show a mean face validity figure in excess of 91% for the 109,000 profile reports covered by the study. Criterion-related validity is the extent to which an instrument is related to external criteria. Many studies are reported in this fourth edition of the TMS Research Manual. There are construct validity studies for the TMP against the Myers-Briggs type indicator, Belbin's team roles, 16PF, and emotional intelligence. Concurrent validity studies cover career directions, work functional areas, and self and associate ratings. Norm data is extensive. More than 1.25 million team management profile questionnaires have been completed worldwide. Over 300,000 of these comprise the database. 59.5% male and 40.5% female, gathered from 186 countries. Data are grouped into 6 age groupings, 9 functional areas, 87 industries, and 391 professions. Percentile norms are also available for the 4 work preference measures in the industry, profession, and functional area categories. In all, there are over 360 worldwide norm graphics, all ready to be directly added into your next presentation or feedback session. The British Psychological Society rates assessments against the criteria of quality of documentation and materials, norms and reference groups, reliability, construct validity, and criterion-related validity. The Team Management Profile, QO2 Profile, and Window and Work Values Profile have ratings between 3 and 5 stars for all criteria, confirming the extensive research effort put into the TMS products. For the TMP, they say, the strength of the test, from a practitioner viewpoint, is that the team management profile has a high face validity with managers, the narrative profile is easy to read and understand, and the documentation and feedback material is excellent. For the QO2, they say, overall the QO2 provides a reliable measure of a construct with high face validity. Knowledge of one's own position with regards to seeing opportunities or obstacles relative to the stance of others should be helpful in both personal and team development. This will be particularly important during periods of change and turnaround that have now become almost a constant feature of organizational life. For the window and work values, they say, the window and work values appears to be a generally robust psychometric tool with adequate construct and criterion-related validity. It has a professional look and feel, and the report appears well constructed. All in all, it's likely to be a useful tool for those users who wish to understand an individual's value set in a development or counselling scenario. There's lots more information available in our TMS research publication, notably complete papers and summaries for all the joint and independent projects that we've commissioned over more than 25 years, and information on all the many translations we've undertaken. So you can see how extensive this fourth edition of the TMS Research Manual is. To find out how you can get your copy of this fourth edition, visit our online store at the TMS Global website, tms.com.au. Even if you just pick up one good idea, it's worth it. Happy learning.
You've been listening to a podcast from Team Management Systems. For further information, please visit our website at tmsworldwide.com.